hurricane.
What is this?
I need 6 rings like Jordan. You can meet me in New York in the square at the Garden. Taking off like a rocket, going hard. Indiana Pacer, cause I'm fighting for my squadron. City on my chest like Daniel House Jr. Way of butter and we getting high like a puma. Coming down with it, Blake Griffin, CPZ. Jay Crawford, Lou Will, I make it look easy. I got the answers like AI, man. With the skill to skip practice like AI can.
You talking about practice?
Stay tuned in on the court with Basketball Jones.
What is this? What's up, Basketball Jones family? This is the Basketball Jones Podcast, and my name is Lil Knupp. Now, before we get started with today's episode, here's a few words from our sponsors. What's up, listeners? Lil Knupp here. And before we hop into the podcast, I got a little announcement, man. One of my favorite new podcasts to listen to is It's Taboo. All one word, spell I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Now, this is ran by Kenitra Upchurch. She's a great, great young lady, college student. She go over topics that young adults should really listen to. Really, really listen to. Like I said, the topics vary on countless and numerous topics. So I'm not even going to get into it. Just make sure y'all go subscribe, get the podcast. It's available on all platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where it's available. It's Taboo, all one word, I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Go check it out.
Hey, man, say, man. You already know what's up. It's your boy, Lil Knupp. We here, Basketball Jones Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, my man with the plan, Dez.
What's good, Basketball Jones? You back again with another Power Rankings.
Power Rankings! Hey, these are like my favorite videos. My favorite video slash podcast, because as you know, this is one of our rare times that we actually have a visual for this podcast. But the only way you can see it, actually, it's two ways you can see it. There's only two ways you can see it. First of all, if you link straight into the YouTube, Unleash Basketball, that's Unleash, like fresh off the leash, Basketball on YouTube, or you got to go follow the group on Facebook. All you got to do is go to Facebook, go to search bar. You can just put the filters on groups if you want to, but type in Basketball Jones. Go to the Basketball Jones group. It should be the one with like the picture with the Bow Wow, with the Will Smith, all those characters, all the basketball movies of all time, all the basketball references from movies, from TV shows, all that stuff, whatever. Actually join the group. We're going to let you in. Then y'all get to conversate with me, conversate with Desmond. Mm-hmm. He back on Facebook.
Exactly.
You need to change that picture though, boy.
Nah, we gonna get it right.
Hey, man, anybody asking, if y'all listen to this podcast, if y'all want to see the pictures, Desmond's picture on Facebook, hey, hit me up, bro.
Hey, chill,
we can laugh together.
OG
pick for sure. But, man, we here. Like I said, we got the notebook. We here. We ready to do the power rankings. Let's get right into it, man. We're going to start off with the top five. And just to refresh y'all, January last month, our top five look like the Lakers, Clippers, Nets, Utah, and Nuggets. In that order. Lakers 1, Clippers 2, Nets, Utah, and the Nuggets. That's from last month. Let's go ahead and see what we got going this time. Who you got number one, man?
Man, we can't. They earned the respect.
Who? Utah?
Yeah.
You going to put Utah number one?
Ooh. I feel like they. I mean, shit.
Ooh.
They balled.
Yeah, they're the only one with single digit losses. They 4 games up on everybody.
Exactly.
Like, in the loss column.
They earned it.
Ooh, that's good to them. Let's see what they've been doing.
I can't even hate on it, man.
Let's see what they've been doing for the month of February. So let's go ahead and scroll up. I think that's February 2nd. Can we be looking at February? Oh my God, they only lost one time this month to the Clippers by 4.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. These boys been in their bag.
Them boys is 10-1 in a month. Wow. Yeah, they deserve it.
They deserve it.
Utah, Utah Jazz.
I
don't
feel bad for Denver.
Wow. Right. So, hey, man. Last time we was on here, it was a debate. The man is not here. Hey. He not here this time. But last time we was here on this podcast discussing the exact thing we're talking about right now, somebody was talking about the Denver Nuggets and somebody else was talking about the Utah. I wasn't in it. But the man that was in it is not here to defend his case. Unfortunately, he did not make this episode.
It's tough.
But I'm going to defend his case for him. Niggas is 10-1.
Hey.
What you got to say, man? And who lost that bet?
For the game?
Yeah.
I mean, we did beat them.
So you won that bet?
Yeah, we won last month. We beat them.
You beat them at the end of the month? Okay. You got a bet. That's coming with the vlog. And that's all that was. Hey. Throw y'all in the vlog. Make sure, again, man, y'all go to YouTube page. We got a vlog coming out, man. Like I said, it has something to do with that bet. That's the only reason I mentioned it. Mm-hmm. We got a little thing with that bet. Like I said, we had somebody have to repay their debt. Desmond, he won that bet. So even though... Jordan, you got the laughing. That's what we talk about. Jordan, shout out, man. Jordan Straight, man. He's not here today, man. One of our co-hosts. He's supposed to be here, but he had to take care of some family business. So, you know, family come first. So, especially here at Basketball Jones, always family first. So, yeah, so what about to say? Oh, yeah. So, Jordan was on your ass last time. He lost the bet, so you got to egg him or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's why y'all got to make sure y'all watch that video. Get to see Jordan get egged by my man Dez here. But
he definitely was pushing for a case.
Yeah, no, he did. He did.
And they definitely held up to that standard. And I can't even cap on it. Like, I can't say nothing that they have not shown that they should be the number one spot. They shouldn't be the number one spot. They did what they need to do. They earned that spot.
No, they did. Look at the numbers they put up. They scored 117 on the Pistons, 112 on the Knicks, 138 on the Hornets, 103 on Pacers, 122 on the Celtics, 129 on the Bucks, 112 on the Heat, 134 on the 76ers. Oh my goodness, they getting buckets. And then 132 on the Hornets. That's five times the score. Over 125 in a month.
That's crazy.
Five times. It's going over 125. I mean, over 120. I'm sorry. That's crazy. They getting buckets. And they playing D, too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of these games, they're not even giving up triple digits. Exactly. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 games that they didn't even give up triple digits. So not only are they scoring, they locking up. They playing both ways.
I'm saying, for you to be 10-1 in a month, you got to put the ball in the hole. And play some defense. And they've been doing that for sure.
Hey, now they've been one hell of a month. 10-1 in that month.
Exactly.
Now they earned that. 10-1 in a month. Ooh, shout out to Utah.
They got the Lakers tomorrow.
Yep, Lakers tomorrow. Ooh, when we tune in for that one. Hey, man. We gotta get the Twitch out. I gotta get the Twitch out, man. I'm gonna try to release this podcast ASAP. I got one more I gotta release before this, but as soon as I can, I'm gonna release this one. But man, the Twitch is coming. As soon as I get the Twitch, I'm gonna start letting y'all know what that is. It's probably gonna be basketball. I mean, Basketball Jones. Mm-hmm. That's probably it. Just Basketball Jones. If it's not Tooken already, that's the only reason I don't want to tell y'all, because I don't want to be Tooken, and then I gotta, you know, promote somebody else's shit. You feel what I'm saying? So that's Utah. That's pretty much it. 10-1. Self-explanatory. Let's get back. The list. So got the teams here. All right, who's number two?
I feel like this. I feel like the Brooklyn Nets have a ability to be number two. It's between them and the Lakers. The Clippers, I still don't respect. I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna lie. We're going off right now, and what I've been seeing, I'm gonna say the Nets.
Yeah, even hooping without KD too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
so I'm gonna go with the Nets. I'm going to go with the Nets. And then Lakers, as of right now, are without Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to Nets. Yep. And they don't look too good. And they just beat the shit out the Lakers.
Exactly.
Beat the shit out the Lakers. So, I'm going to Nets. And since we're going to Nets, y'all know what we got to do next. Let's click on them Nets. Go here. And let's go to these games for February, man. Shout out to Basketball Reference, man. Without y'all, this podcast wouldn't be the exact same like it is. So, I really appreciate y'all boys out there. For doing y'all job, therefore it makes my job easier. All right, so these boys is, what's that, 7-3?
Yeah, 7-3
for the month. Ain't too bad. They got wins against, key wins against the Clippers, against the Warriors, against the Phoenix. Suns, Lakers, and Clippers.
Exactly. They rest their case.
They beat the Clippers twice.
Exactly.
Damn. So they got the Clippers number for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they deserve
a
number.
And they for sure can score. You see that back-to-back game scoring 130. They put 134 in both of those games on the road. And they had a nice little road stretch. Mm-hmm. They won a 6-game running streak within it. Five on the road. And they'll be back at home tonight. Yeah, tonight against Sacramento. They're playing right now. The game probably over with. Probably see the results to that. We'll look it up later. But yeah, man.
Yeah, they've been balling.
I feel more confident they're number two now.
Exactly. They haven't been playing with a full team either. So it's like, it's showing that they can't get the job done regardless.
So is that a finals preview, or that's just what's going on right now? Jazz and Nets. Finals preview?
Hell no. Hell no, ain't a finals preview.
Is that a final preview, man? The way it's looking.
Jazz always look
good. Jazz look dominant. Not this dominant.
Well, I don't see that.
Shoot,
it's too early.
It's like they got COVID, they went to the bubble, they went on the same page, then they came back and it's like, hey, you know what? Let's get on the same page. They've been hooping,
but they ain't.
Hey, man, y'all let me know. I'm gonna put that in. Is Jazz a finals contender? Are they legit finals contenders? Not to say they did, but are they legit contenders coming out the West? Can the Jazz come out the West? That's the question, man. Can the Jazz come out the West? Man, we're going.
I don't believe so.
Hey, are they contender, though? They looking like a contender right now.
They definitely can make some noise.
Are they going to the West Conference Finals? You still got Denver, who beat them last year around. You still got the Lakers. You still got Clippers. You still got the Suns.
I don't think
that.
Not Western Conference Finals.
So
not yet.
Not the main. So they dominating.
I feel like they're a
power ranking, number one power ranking team in February. Come June and whenever the finals is, August, whenever it is. I forgot if they push it back this year. I think this is in June again. It's gonna be in June, back in June, right? Should be. I don't know.
Should be. It probably should be a regular time.
Yeah, but yeah, February, number one team. Come back summertime. You don't think they'll be up there?
They're going to be pushing the breaks and records if they still number one team in the league at that time.
Mm. We're going to see, man. We're going to see. All right, so.
I got to see Mo.
Number three. I'm going towards Philly.
Philly?
I like Philly as number three, me personally. If we're going to say anybody, I like Philly. I like Philly over the Lakers right now, and I like Philly over the Clippers.
I do like them over the Clippers.
I like them with Lakers right now. Lakers without AD?
Yeah, vulnerable Lakers.
So I'm going Philly at number three. Be saying that? Go ahead and make it official?
Yeah, we could.
Go ahead. Let's look at them, man. Philly, they number one. Hey, they got a better record than the Nets.
Facts.
Got a better record than the Nets. Number one out the East.
They beat the Nets, too.
I mean, no. Were they one of those teams that they beat? I know the Nets beat them, I think, once. Then, if I'm not mistaken, we'll go back and see.
Nah, they played them once.
Here it go right here. No, they beat the Nets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so they beat the Nets. They went, let's see, they got 10 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 10 games. So, yep, 5-5. So, they split them, 5-5. Not as dominant as they've been, but they got key wins over the Nets, like we said. Mm-hmm. Who else? Sacramento, and that's not really key win.
Only big one they got.
Yeah, Rockets pretty key win. You know, Rockets been looking not too good lately.
Yes.
Got key losses against the Suns, the Jazz.
They lost to Portland twice. Portland somehow, some way, still manages to get buckets, and I like that.
They did lose to Portland twice.
They lost to the Suns, Utah.
They let them score 121. They not really. When we looking at Utah, we looking at how good of a defensive team they are. That's complete opposite from these dudes. They be giving up a lot of points.
I know.
They be giving up 120, 118, 134.
Look at the Lakers still.
121. I'm just a little far with them at the three spot. We can look at the Lakers, and we can actually put the Lakers in right now at number four.
Lakers probably be four, most likely. If they're not four. I mean, if they're not three.
So So you do you think, before we go to Lakers real quick, I'm going to ask a couple questions. Do you think 76ers are a legit threat to the Nets? Are they legit? Are they a contender or pretender?
I don't think they're a legit threat.
So they pretender?
Yeah, they're pretender.
So who is the number one threat to the Nets right now at the East, if you were to say? If it's not the 76ers, who's the number one threat to them? Or is it the 76ers?
I feel like down the line...
Let's go back.
It'll probably...
You look at 76ers enough.
It'll have to be...
It's between them, Milwaukee, the Pacers.
Out of Milwaukee and the Celtics, like down the line, the Celtics got to get their stuff together. But I feel like the Celtics in Milwaukee.
Dang, Miami all the way down to number 10. It's crazy. All right, so you want to look at the Lakers? Lakers tied for second in the West right now. Let's go ahead, see what they've been doing this month.
Close ones.
February.
They lost four games.
Yeah, they lost. Ooh, they're in a losing streak right now. But yeah, they lost four games and 1-8. 4-8.
Okay, beat Denver.
Yeah, a lot of those games without KD, though. But going forward without KD, man, I like the Lakers at number four. I like, right now, I put the Celtics are slightly above the Lakers. Right now, without KD.
Yeah, without AD.
And look, they just lost to the Wizards. They come off three-game losing streak. Lost to the Nets, the Heat. And look, they're not even scoring that much. Mm-hmm. The only reason they scored 124 against the Wizards because they went in overtime.
True.
And then they play Utah tomorrow night. Just talking about, that's going to be a big game for them.
It is. Yeah. Without AD, it is a whole different squad.
It is. Well,
do you still have them better than Clippers without AD?
Yeah. Clippers got a lot to prove.
They do. They're going to have to do a live press. Hey,
Clippers, y'all got a long way up before y'all get any of my respect.
Don't go.
I'm going to let y'all know that right now. I'll throw y'all probably in there at that. Let's talk about the Lakers some more, man. Lakers... Without KD, we still got them top five, KD. Though. Oh, yeah, I'm about AD. Because they both out. KD and AD both out right now. But, I mean, KD can come back eventually. But AD, we don't know how long he's going to be out for. But, dang, so without one of their top two best players, without a top five player, they still top five.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But you think they come out the West without AD?
No.
No?
That's a crucial piece today.
It's a crucial piece. All right. Okay. No AD. Hey, no bueno for the
his whole career.
Well, he needs somebody.
He needs somebody.
Oh, damn, that's tough. I mean, everybody needs
somebody. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't like it is just an easy job to do alone. You can't. So, like, you're going to need somebody.
I think.
Nobody, right?
A solid.
It ain't been done in a while. So yeah. I did it by myself.
Clippers are solid at number five.
Yeah.
We gonna be critical of the Clippers, but we're not gonna be disrespectful.
Yeah.
All right. We can go ahead and solidify them at number five. Let's go ahead and take a look at them. Really, 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 really quick. Boom.
They lost four games too.
Yeah, they lost four. You said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5, yeah.
5, how many wins? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 or 4. 6 and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 5. 6 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Key wins against who?
Beat Utah once.
And beat Utah once. Lost to another time. Beat the Heat. Heat done come off. Lost to the Nets.
Ain't really had no crucial dubs.
Yeah, really don't. Cavs got a crucial dub?
No.
No. Hey, Cavs coming up though, man. Shout out to Cavs.
They playing with Drummond. I don't know why. They looking to trade him, but they don't want to play him. But they want to have Jared Allen as their future.
I don't know what these niggas doing.
Y'all got some questions to answer.
Quick. I don't know what these niggas doing with the Cavs. But, hey, they doing better. They doing better. But, yeah, I like the Clippers.
Yeah,
Paul George that's coming good. Around. Kawhi, solidifying. They got two All-Stars. Shout out to them. Yeah, man. They still top five. So, we got... Two teams out the East, three out the West. We got the Jazz, Lakers, and Clippers, two LA teams. And then we got the Nets and the 76ers. All right, man, that's our top five right now. We got the Jazz at number one, Nets at number two, 76ers three, Lakers four, Clippers five. Let's look at what these teams were when I last list. So last time we had Utah number 4. So they jumped up 3 spots.
Yeah.
Jumped up 3 spots to number 1. The Nets jumped up 1 spot to number 2.
Clippers dropped 3.
With 76ers. 76ers was down at 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8. They went from 8 to 3. So they went up 5 spots. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and put that. So we said Utah went up what? Plus 3?
Plus 3.
Plus 3 Utah. They went up plus 1. 76ers plus 5. That's a big jump for them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that.
Lakers drop.
The Lakers drop from number 1 to number 3. So them and Utah four. Them and Utah just switched places.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers was at 2 and they down to number 5. So they dropped 3.
Okay.
Alright. So both LA teams in a down climb. Anybody else that was in the top 3, they weren't. The only team that was in the top 3 on last list that's in the top 3 now is the Nets. Everybody else, Clippers and Lakers, they dropped off. And then Utah and 76ers hopped in. All right, man.
They definitely doing in the right direction.
They are, man. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break. Then we're going to come back with the top 10. It's the Basketball Jones Podcast. It's our power ranking episode. All right, man. That was a word from my sponsors. For y'all over listening on the audio side. For y'all on the YouTube, man. Y'all make sure y'all join that group. But yeah, we back here. Going over the power rankings list. We got number 6.
Number 6.
So, number 6, man. Ooh. Top 10. Who you got?
Damn.
I like Phoenix.
Phoenix?
I like Phoenix at number 6. I like Phoenix over Milwaukee. I like them over Indiana. Yeah. I like them over Portland. Okay. I like them over Boston. Spurs is high now.
They hype. They've been balling.
They've been balling. So okay. I like the Suns now.
Yeah, I like the Suns. I like Suns in 6. Milwaukee.
Suns in 6.
Who've been very basic. They always so basic, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee just been doing the same
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
That they've been doing.
These boys only lost one game in this month.
No, 2. I got that one up there.
Oh, they played.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
New Orleans.
Okay.
So they 2-1 what? They 2-1. That's 6. 9, 2 and 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. 2-10. Phoenix.
Hot this month.
Boy, 2-10. That's what I'm talking about. No, only lost against the Pelicans and the Nets. Okay, that's the Nets by 4. Well, they got their ass beat by the Pelicans, though. They beat Dallas by 1. Then they went on a 6-game winning streak when they beat the Pistons, Celtics, Cavs, the Bucks, 76ers. Big win against 76ers. Okay. And the Magic. And lost to the Nets. They went on the 3-game winning streak with their own right now. Right. And they played the Marcus the Hornets. All right. Yeah, I like Phoenix, man. Shout out to D-Book, even though he got snubbed, man.
Exactly.
They deserve 2 All-Stars, bro. Oh, no. Chris Paul shouldn't have been All-Star. I'm going to say that.
Nah, for real.
Jordan, I know you're not here. Shout out Jordan Strait again. You're not here. I don't know if we shouted him out this video. Did we? No, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did with the Utah thing.
Oh, yeah.
Still, it was this video. Sorry, so we shouted him out with the Utah thing, but now we're shouting you out for Chris Paul not being it. He not it. We're going to talk about Jamal Murray and Chris Paul later. We're going to say that for a later date. But for right now, we're going to let you make it. You do got your team in the top 10, though. I think they made it up. What the Suns are like?
They moved up for sure.
Your Suns was at 10 last time. So they moved up 4. Four spots to number 10.
Phoenix.
Okay. Moving up. All right. Let's go back to the list. Who we got? That's a big one. Okay. Who we got? Number 7. I'll let you.
7.
Got between Portland, Spurs, Milwaukee. I still don't want to be afraid. The Bucks ain't been doing the same, but I still will put them in there.
Yeah, you got to go ahead and throw them in there just because the record holding up to what they should be.
So the Bucks. So you got the Bucks over Portland?
Yeah.
The Bucks.
It's crazy. They ain't really balling.
All right, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Hey, let's talk about Giannis and the Bucks first. Trust me, I already got some stuff I want to say about that. So let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, lost 5 games.
Ooh, is that 5? No, that's 5. And then that's. Oh, no, that's not part of that. No, that's just 5 games. How many they win? They won six. They were seven. Yeah, so they've been 7-5.
No, I'm tripping. Let me see that one up there.
Yeah, 7-5.
7-5. Who they beat?
They beat Denver, the Nuggets.
Beat Indiana.
Beat the Cavs twice. And then who they lose to?
They beat Portland, too.
But then they lost to Phoenix, Utah, Oklahoma. I mean, they was on that road stretch.
Mm-hmm.
They was on the road for, damn, that's a lot of games. That's 6 games. 6-game road stretch. They went 3-3. They won the first three, lost the last three. And then they lost two more at home against the Raptors.
The Raptors ain't no joke.
The Raptors got their number. I think one of those games, what was it called? Was that the 50-ball game?
It might have been.
Look at the box.
Boy, Fred.
Fred Van Vliet. Van Vliet. Nah, he had 33, though.
That boy.
So
I don't know why it took, why does it take this, take people that them that long to realize that Kyle Lowry was not it?
Kyle Lowry wouldn't get a trade.
Man, kick him out. Send that.
Oh, you talking about that nigga? Yeah, because now they got Van Vliet and stuff. Van Vliet got that bread. That bread, but yeah, Bucks. Bucks at number 7, and Bucks don't look that strong.
I don't see how far that.
Giannis did, like, he made it. Yeah, no, they dropped. They dropped one. They were 6, but now they 7. They dropped one spot, but this is where they gonna hang around all year long.
Yeah, exactly.
They gonna probably be around anywhere from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna be the one team that don't really move that much. They're not bad, but they're not impressive at all. They're not gonna make no step. They're not gonna make no leap. I don't know what Giannis gonna get lost in the wind eventually. He's gonna be one of them Steve Nash type players that was like, oh, he was a 2-time MVP. Yeah,
I hate it for him. Nah, for real,
that's gonna be his career. Like, oh yeah, you were cool, you were fast and really tall,
dunking on people,
but.
Didn't really correlate
to winning when it matters in championships, things of that nature that people like,
that's why
you be relevant. That's why LeBron is relevant. That's why Tom Brady's relevant. They're winners. When you win, you stay relevant. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
If you have a good year, you're good for that year, but then you do that same thing over and over and over again, but you're not winning championships, nobody cares.
Exactly.
Get lost in the wind. Sorry, I've seen it happen too many times before, but that's the sad truth, Giannis, man. Get it together, bro. Get it together.
Get lost in the sauce.
Get lost in the sauce, especially out there in Milwaukee. Especially in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's easy to get lost in the sauce out there. All right, number 8.
Number 8.
I like Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
Portland with Dame. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to Trailblazers. Put them in right here. But one thing I want to talk about. Where we had these motherfuckers at? Because y'all was being disrespectful to the Portland Blaze. We had them at 7 fucking team. Had them at 17. These niggas went. They went up 9 spots. I'm predicting that's going to be the biggest jump. Because y'all was talking about them going down because CJ hurt.
Yeah.
The center hurt. Let's go to him. What's the center name? Nurkic?
Yeah.
Whatever. I think that's his name.
I think it is.
Yeah, but. Y'all was talking about him, but let's look at him for the month.
Boy, he's prevailed.
Let's look at him. Started off the month with a loss to the Bucks. But after that, let's see how many losses they got. They got 1, 2, 3, 4 losses.
Beat Philly twice.
Yep. And then how many wins? They got 6-game win streak. And then those 2 games right there. Yeah. So it's that 8-2? I mean, 8-4. I'm sorry. 8-4?
Yeah.
8-4, man. Great record. Okay. 8-4. And look at him, 129, 121, 126. Shout out 121. Shout out Dame Dollar. 132. Shout out Dame Dollar, man. Shout out, put some respect to y'all name. Look at the flag. Man. Oakland Raiders, nigga. Oakland Raiders, stand up. Dame Dollar, one of the biggest Oakland Raiders fans in the NBA. Shout out them, man. I gotta get live real quick for the niggas, man. Shout out Dame, because niggas want to get disrespectful. Stop playing with them. Stop playing with them, bro.
Really
y'all already know, nigga. What's up, nigga? Dame Dollar, nigga. MVP. MVP. Now, Dame Dollar my MVP now. He my MVP. He my MVP now.
For the year or for the month?
For the year. For everything. The year, the month, everything, nigga. Dame Dollar, bro.
I really got this right.
CJ Hurt, no problem. Let Hurt, no problem. Melo, oh, no problem. Just give me the ball.
He that nigga?
Dallas, no problem. Easy dub. I don't care if you're playing the Pelicans, the Thunder, the Mavericks, the Cavs, the 76ers. Twice? 76 was number was top three in our list. They beat them niggas twice, swept them. Without CJ. Without the center. Stop playing with them. We had them niggas at 17 last time. I was quiet. I'm like, hey, you know what? Y'all got a point. Stop playing with them, though. Stop playing with Dame.
Nah, for real. Because he definitely...
Come on, now.
He showed out.
That's my two favorite players. Kyrie, Dame. Man, don't stop playing with them, too. Kyrie and Dame, bro. Portland number 8, man. That's all I want to say. Drop the fucking mic, Ken Up. Shit. Go ahead, bro. Talk that talk. Tell people about Portland.
They hooping.
Hooping, nigga.
But
gonna be Denver tonight.
Whoa.
Check the score. It's probably over. Check it. Where they playing it. At? They playing at Denver, so that game probably still going on. Let's check the score. Nigga, we giving y'all live updates. Cause fuck it. Well, look, he's scared to find the score. Look.
Yeah, they up three
on TNT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play
today. Yeah, Cavs won.
Okay, Cavs.
Nets. Okay, Nets got another one. Oh, the Warriors beat the Knicks?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. All right, man. But yeah, man, that's before. That's besides the point. That they about to get another one against the Nuggets tonight. What's up? We do an egg for it. Want to do an egg for it? Want to do an egg for it? I got Portland, baby. We doing it tonight, baby. Doing the egg, man. Hey. I'm going to post that on this video, too, of whatever happens. Because by the time we're done this video, that game should be over. What quarter was it? It's 83. So, yeah. So it's going to be over with. Come on, Portland. Pull it out. But, let's go ahead and go to number 9. I like that, partner. 9 spots, bro. That's a big jump. That's a huge jump. That's gonna be the biggest jump
yeah,
by far.
Nobody
gonna do that,
like that.
For sure. All right, number 9. We got the Pacers. We got the Spurs. We got the Raptors. I like the Spurs. Spurs been hooping.
Pacers. Spurs. Back. Denver too.
I like the Spurs over Denver. Nigga, when I seen them, I knew he was going to. I was like, "Don't do it, dude. Don't sneak him in there. Don't do it,
bro.
Don't do it, man."
We got to, all right. Let's compare schedules. Strength of schedule. See,
no, nigga.
They all got the same record. Look.
Denver was top 5 last time. That meant they had a good record last time. The fact that the Spurs last month was all I got. I'm looking 18. At the bottom 18. So the fact that you feel what I'm saying? So yes. I'm putting the Spurs over their ass. Y'all better knock in the top 10 now.
I know, bro.
It's been a tough month.
It has.
Spurs. And we just had them at 18. They also jump 9 spots, nigga. Stop playing with them. Hey, Pop, the GOAT. The GOAT coach. I ain't trying to hear no Phil Jackson. I ain't trying to hear no Red Arbar. Whatever that old ass nigga name. Damn, they barely played this month.
That's all I
did. They only had two losses though.
Nah, for real.
Only had two losses. They beat the Warriors, beat the Timberwolves, which don't really matter. They beat the Hawks and the Charlotte. But, I mean, let's look at them at the end of last month. See, they won that 3-game win streak. Beat Boston, beat the Nuggets.
Lost to who?
Beat the Nuggets.
No, but who they lose to?
Denver. Memphis? We see Denver.
Right above Memphis.
They beat them.
I'm sure.
Fool ass. They beat them.
Hey, Denver. Yes. Okay, so, yeah, they are done.
They up, y'all. Go. Shout out Pop, man. Shout out Pop. Drop the mic, Pop. Let these niggas know. Nigga, you took a year off. Niggas got fucked up, man. Spurs made the playoffs. That was the first time that I'm making it last year. It was 2 years. Niggas act like you wasn't making it all from 1999 to fucking 2019, nigga. 20-30 years of dominance, nigga.
He's needed to revamp his squad, and
they hooping, nigga. Fuck out of here. Now, if only they can fucking trade LaMarcus Aldridge, then they really be doing some damage.
Boy,
hey, man, shout out to the fucking Portland Trailblazers. I'm sorry, I'm being loud right now. I don't give a fuck. Shout out to the Portland Trailblazers and the San Antonio Spurs. Could they jump 9 spots into our top 10, both of them? Man, round of applause.
Respect.
Round of applause, man, for those two teams. Balling. Coach Pop out there doing the thing. Dame Dollar out there doing the thing. Pop, Coach of the Year. Dame Dollar, MVP of the Year. Right now, man, I guarantee it. If Dame Dollar don't win MVP, I'll egg myself. if Spurs, if Coach Pop don't win, hold on, let me think about that.
Yeah, that's tough.
Coach no, because Utah. Yeah. Utah, man. I'm going to shut up. Fuck, put my foot in my mouth. All right, but shout out to Pop, though. Damn, Donald, I'm taking it. That's my MVP, goddammit. All right, now we can go ahead and put the Nuggets in. I'll give y'all top 10. I'll put y'all top 10 before I put the Pacers and even
Toronto too.
And the Warriors. Ooh, you lucky. Ooh, you lucky.
Stephanie.
Stop it. So we got the Nuggets at number 10, dropping 5 spots.
Sheesh.
Before we look at them, what you got to say about that, son? While I look them up.
It's definitely been a tough...
This is a Nuggets fan right here. This is a Nuggets fan.
I can definitely attest to that. And it ain't been the best, but we keeping it cordial. We ain't... Damn,
that's a lot of L's.
What, are we 4-4? I think so. Yeah, 4-4. 4-5.
Nigga, 4-5. Nigga, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 L's. 6 L's.
That's the 4th. Wait, hold on. When we... That was the first game?
Mm-hmm,
the
4th.
Damn.
Yeah,
4-6.
4-6.
Yeah, that's tough.
Losing record in a month. No injuries.
I mean,
I'm gonna let you talk. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Mr. Nuggets.
We've been losing. I ain't gonna lie. It ain't been a good month. We can't. Y'all, it ain't been. I can't say nothing to it.
Y'all
we
really hanging on by a thread in that top 10.
We are, and that's okay. Because we've been taking.
Really should have put the Warriors over y'all. Sorry asses.
Get your record straight.
Man, bro. We're coming, though. We right there behind you.
It's been a tough month.
All right, man. They got key wins over the Lakers. Y'all beat the Lakers. Beat the shit out of them. Lost to the Wizards. Lost to the Hawks.
It's the Lakers. We got to pull out tonight. that's all it is.
Ooh, I hope they lose tonight.
That shit sucks.
Get to egg your ass, too, on the way out. Whop! My first egging on the way out. That'll be perfect. But yeah, man, y'all dropped 5 spots. That's the biggest drop so far. Yep, because we got the Lakers. Both of them slid 3 it's spots. Both the LA slid 3 spots. Bucks slid 1.
Nurkic's been hooping, though.
Huh?
Nurkic's been hooping.
Who?
I mean, Joker.
Joker been hooping? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought you said Nuggets been hooping. No, they haven't.
Nurkic.
I thought you said the Nuggets. Okay. I just make sure you didn't say that. What your boy Michael Porter been doing? Not a damn thing.
February, that's his break month. He's still recovering.
Not a damn. All right, man. That's going to be our top 10. We're going to take another break real quick, then let y'all know the rest of the list. The rest of the list, we ain't going to have no breaks, so y'all prepare to really be tuned in. Sit down, get yourself a drink, get you some coffee, get you some marijuana, whatever you do to relax yourself. Get comfortable, kick your feet up, because it's going to be a long end of the podcast because we got to go through the last 20 teams. But... First 10 teams, we got Utah Jazz, got the Brooklyn Nets, 76ers at 3, 4, we got the Los Angeles Lakers, 5, we got the Los Angeles Clippers, 6, we got the Phoenix Suns, 7, we got the Milwaukee Bucks, 8, we got the Portland Trailblazers with the MVP, Dame Dollar, 9, we got the Spurs with the coach of the motherfucking century and Pop, and then we got Nuggets at number 10. Biggest surprise at top 10. I said the Spurs. Spurs being top 10 is super surprising.
Putting the top 10 like that.
That is crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy. This list.
Niggas ready to write them off.
This list in general is really like a lot of top 10. It's a lot of movement.
Exactly.
It's a lot of movement.
This could be the first month.
It's a lot. I didn't think we was gonna. I mean, injury has a lot to do with it, but I didn't think we were gonna have a number one. I mean, a different. Number one for a while. I thought Lakers was going to hold their spot at number one for a long time.
Like a
but, no, Utah definitely deserved it. And Lakers got passed by 3 teams. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Nuggets went from contender to pretender real quick. Yeah, they did, bro. Come on. All it took was 10 games. And you went from contender to pretender. But, man, we're going to take a break real quick from the audio podcast. We'll be right back with the rest of the list. What's up, listeners? Hey, if you're a gamer or just like watching gaming videos on YouTube, I got a YouTuber for you. His name is Henro Flow. H-E-N-R-O Flow, F-L-O-W.
Yes, man, y'all check him out. He got hilarious videos, real dope content. Follow him on YouTube. Subscribe to him on YouTube, I mean. Make sure you hit that bell. It's notified whenever he drop a new video. He drop videos every day. Real funny dude, man. Make sure y'all follow him. Henro Flow. HENROFLOW, man. And let's get back to the podcast.
What's up, man? We back again. It's the Basketball Jones Podcast. We back again with the power rankings. We on to number 11.
I think that should go to Golden State.
My nigga, I'm not going to argue that. Let's take a look at one of the best teams in the NBA. Man, slightly outside the top 10. What was they at last week? Ooh, they're at the same spot. They did not move. Right outside the top 10. Hey, man, we're going to make our way into that top 10. Don't worry, bro. It's coming. Damn, why is it doing it like this now? Open up different pages and shit. I don't want to do that. But fuck it. Hey, we're going to make it do what it do. Having technical difficulties, it's cool. Just work our way around it. Oh, fuck. I just talked about it and we're still doing it. All right, fuck it. Hoping to open a 100 bunch of pages, but it's cool. Can we just exit up out of them holes? And let's keep it going. Sorry, y'all. Just had a little technical difficulty, but we back. All right. So the Warriors are, what's the, how many losses? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 losses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, 5 and 6. Not too good. Steph was out for one of them losses. So I like to say that. Against the Hornets. Then they beating the Knicks tonight. So that'd be 6 and 6. Mm-hmm. 6 and 6. And look, they're on the road straight right now. They're on the East Coast. On the East Coast, all right? But hey, man, defense not looking too good.
They're tough.
Giving up a lot of triple digits, a lot of 100-some points. Warriors lost to Dallas. Not a big good loss. Spurs split with the Spurs, split with Dallas. Lost to Boston. Got to beat Boston. Boston not having a good year. Got to beat them. And Boston has yet to crack our list yet. That's crazy.
I know. And they beat both. They beat the Warriors. I mean, the Nuggets, too.
Yeah. Lost that. That was a big loss against the Magic and the Hornets. Can't lose to both of those teams. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, Warriors, man, y'all still, like, Warriors is, I feel like y'all still are overachieving slightly, but we expect y'all to be around in that mix, bottom of the playoff picture in the West. Y'all at the 8th seed right now. We expect y'all to slightly, barely make the playoffs and barely miss the playoffs, mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? We expect that from them, and that's pretty much it, man. I don't really got much to say about y'all. I'm a fan. I don't have much to say about you. That just it speaks volume.
How long do? Because when they hit with Wiseman, how long is he supposed to be out? With
this oh race? Yeah, he out for a while. I don't know. I don't know. Like he gonna get evaluated. He been getting reevaluated, so it's not no for sure date. They like reevaluate him like every 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
So we gonna see, man. But yeah,
that's
like
that's a different.
Team. Draymond lost that game against the Hornets. If y'all want to go in, any Draymond hater, if you want to go and laugh at Draymond, go watch that. That last game, Charlotte Hornets, September 20th. September 20th. February 20th. Watch the highlights of that game and you see how such a fucking idiot you are. You're a fucking idiot, Draymond. I fucking hate you. I was watching that game. But all right, man, we back to the list. All right. Number 11 was the Warriors. Number 12, who we got?
Out of Boston, Indiana, and Toronto.
Do we like... Okay, yeah, out of those three, who do you like the best? Boston, Indiana, Toronto. If you have to rank them, who would be your number one?
I think, honestly, talent-wise, I would go, of course, Boston. But, like, team-oriented hooping, Toronto.
So you don't get the Pacers no love?
I'm sorry. I don't know. I still don't know about the Pacers.
Pacers are balling, they bro. Won. They don't have no stars.
They don't. And so does Toronto. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I like.
Let's go to the Pacers first. I want to go to the Pacers first. Go to the Pacers. Get their schedule. I don't know why it's doing this weird shit. Yeah, let's go back here. And then who said Toronto? Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's not doing it. Okay, fuck it. We're just gonna look at it. There we got here. Come on. There we go. We're getting somewhere now.
All right. So let's look at. Damn, I could have clicked the games. Schedule. Oh, that's why. Fuck. I keep forgetting. It's doing this shit. So confusing. All right, Raptors. My time. Shit. Boom. Ooh, we got a loss. One, two, three. Three games.
Okay. Beat the Nets.
And beat the Bucks twice. And beat the 76ers. And if they win tonight,
sweeping
these. Swept them, man. Well, it's not swept for the season, but yeah, you know, beat them back to back. Yeah, beat the Wizards, of course. Beat the Nets, too. Okay. Toronto got a nice little fair case. They're going to take a bow. Fuck out of here, boy. Damn. These niggas been getting their ass whooped lately. There's a 4-game losing streak. Lost five.
Five and four.
Yeah, I give you that then. I give you the Raptors. Raptors starting to come around.
You feel me? Boys hooping. Like, it surprises me too, just to see how they just getting dubs. And that's how I feel like the Raptors always been. They've been a team that, like, they don't look flashy, but they find a way to win.
Mm-hmm. They got some big wins. Like I said, that 76ers win was big. Nets win. That's two top three. The two top two teams in the East. Mm-hmm. They beat them both.
Exactly.
So I give them that, man. Van Vliet. Shout out to Van Vliet. The boy had a 50 ball, too, within a month. Shout out to Van Vliet, man. But go ahead and put the Raptors number three. So put the Raptors three.
And they did just, the Raptors lost to 76ers by 7 tonight.
They did. That's cool, though.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
They're still doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's look at Boston compared to Indiana. I'm still not, after looking at that record, I don't want to just give it to Indiana.
Okay.
Indiana got it. Even though they up in the rankings, that don't mean nothing. We don't look at just the numbers here, man. You got to really defend your case. I mean, we look at numbers, but we get deep in the numbers. All right. So they kind of in the mix. They
seven
lost
losses.
Seven? Okay. Yeah. How many went? One, two, three, four, five. If for now, you count the... Won't count the wins or losses?
I do losses.
Losses, I count the wins. All right. So, one, two, three, four. I got five wins.
Seven losses.
Five and seven. So, who?
Man. Who they beat? Beat the Warriors, beat the Clippers, beat Toronto, beat Denver, and beat the Hawks. And they lost
them. They beat the Raptors.
Mm-hmm. I'll edge them out above. Like I said, Raptors, man. Celtics, Pacers.
Yeah, they beat the Hawks, Timberwolves. And yeah, they ain't really got no key big wins. Because I give the Boston slightly over them.
Yeah.
Only because they ain't really got no superstar right now. So
exactly.
if Pacers would have had like if they would have had more wins, like they'd have been like 6-2 or mm-hmm. something. You feel me? Had a better record, and then they just, you know, then I gave it to them. But because they ain't got no superstar, yeah, I go ahead and put the Celtics at 13. Do I want to give the Pacers 14 though? Got the Celtics at 13, 14.
Dallas.
We got Dallas. We got Ball. I mean, we got the Knicks. Do you like the Knicks or you like the Indiana?
Let me see the Knicks right here.
Let me see the schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Didn't Chicago have the same record as them, too?
Same record?
Yeah.
Chicago, yeah. It's two of them. You got Chicago. That's Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte and Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Okay. Yeah, they got...
Same record as...
Oh. I like the Knicks over both of them teams. And make them just straight disrespect Indiana. All right, let's see what the Knicks been doing this month. All right, here we go with the glitching again. All right, y'all buckle up because it's going to be a long podcast. I'm playing. All right, ooh, yeah, I like the Knicks over there. The Knicks have been balling. They got how many?
Four losses, 6-4.
Six and four.
They beat Split Chicago, beat Portland.
And look at the defense. Great defense. They only gave up 120. They didn't even give up 120. Must have gave up 112. I like the Knicks. If you give me a playoff series right now, who I'm taking the Knicks or the Pacers, I'm taking the Knicks.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to the Knicks. Making our top. Well, I forgot to even do that.
For the last couple teams, I ain't even been looking. Ooh, let's see how, cause I know the Raptors came up a little bit. Raptors was 12 this go round. What were they last time? Raptors came up. Ooh. Raptors are new leader to come up 10 spots.
Damn.
From 22 to 12.
Okay, Raptors.
20, they went up 10 spots.
The Celtics and fell. And the Nuggets about to get a dub. It's 103 to 94, a minute 13.
Damn. All right, we'll talk about that later. 6-7. Boston went from 7 to 13, so they dropped 6. Okay, we're going to hold the egg until next time. You got an egg. Okay, and then the Knicks went from 16. They're officially at 16, and now they're 14. So they went up two spots.
Man,
they jumped 10. Hey, round of applause to the Raptors, man. Shout out to the Raptors, man.
Hey, man, Vliet taking over. Hey,
Van Vliet, man.
Fuck that boy, Siakam. You ain't the catalyst no more. That's my I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain. Shout out to Lil Drake, man. Celtics down 6 spots. That's our new leader. Yep. Damn, Celtics our biggest drop so far. It was Nuggets.
Good shit, Celtics.
Celtics down 6 spots. The Knicks up 2, man. I like the Knicks defensively.
I do. I definitely do.
I like them, man. Hey, Indiana, man. Y'all good. Y'all good.
Looks good on paper.
Look good on paper, man. Like I said, our list don't really make the playoffs. Y'all are number 5th in the West. I mean, the East. So y'all are doing something, even though y'all only one game up. Really, exactly. A half a game. Exactly. So y'all right there. Y'all competing out there, but y'all right there in the mix. Ain't like y'all just high above these other two teams.
At all.
But I like Boston and I like the Knicks over y'all. And the Raptors. That's 3 teams that's under y'all in the rankings I like over y'all.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, y'all got to come through, man. Even though I feel like Sabonis got snubbed for All-Star. But that's another thing. So, we're going to put Indiana at 15 now? Mm-hmm. So, you like them over? You like Indiana over Dallas?
I'll give them that edge.
Indiana over Dallas? All right. So we got the Pacers. And we already looked at them, so we're going to look at them again. But we do got to look and see, since we got the halfway mark, see where they at last time. Pacers were at number 12.
Wow.
So, yeah, they dropped 3. Ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Ain't too bad.
It's expected for the type of team.
Yeah, especially without no superstar. And they traded all of you. They were just, you know, I think they did that on Depot trade, like, a week or two before we did, like they had just did that trade. That trade was fresh.
Mm-hmm. So before we did last ranking.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they dropped 3 spots. So we kind of expect that when you lose a superstar that caliber. Mm-hmm. So let's go to 16. So we got between the Dallas Mavericks, we got the Grizzlies, we got the Bulls, and we got the Hornets. I personally like the Bulls.
Like the Bulls overall. All 3? Like, mm-hmm. What would you rank out of them 3?
I would rank the Bulls, and then I would rank the Hornets, and then Dallas. Me personally. But we can go ahead and look at it. How would you rank them?
I like Charlotte over. I got Charlotte, then probably the Bulls, then Dallas. Actually, not like Charlotte, Dallas, then Bulls. I gotta see what these.
So you said Charlotte, you got Charlotte first,
mm-hmm.
And then you said Dallas,
mm-hmm.
And then you ain't been watching the Bulls.
They've been hooping. They beat Denver too. And I was like, damn. But they.
That's why you mad at them, Dan.
I ain't mad at bro.
Yeah, you just mad at them. You salty because they beat your team. Uh-uh. Sorry, ass. All right, let's look at the Bulls.
They had a solid little
month. All right. So they split with the Knicks. Split with the Knicks. Split with the Magics. It's really for like some baseball shit, how you play the same team twice.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, they lost. Damn, they lost to Washington. Beat the Pelicans. Lost to the Clippers. Back-to-back wins against the Pacers and Pistons. Lost to the Sixers. And then back-to-back wins against the Sacramento Kings and Houston Rockets. That's the Bulls. And let's go to the Hornets. See what they've been doing. So, how many losses you count? I got
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-5?
Mm-hmm. Beat the Heat.
A 5-5.
Only logical dub is to go to the state. Draymond, appreciate you.
We got shit. Yeah, it's about to be in the 3-game with Luton Street for Wellsford. For that. And LaMelo, hey, shout out to LaMelo. He been balling since he been started. He been averaging 20 since he been started.
Bad.
Shout out to LaMelo, man. Okay, how many losses do you count? I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins.
5 losses.
And 75 against 5-5.
You beat split New York, split Orlando. Lost. The Wizards really been beating some niggas.
Beat
the Pacers.
So what?
It might what have went, to be Dallas.
No.
What was it?
I'm talking. This is Chicago.
Oh, that's Chicago,
right?
Uh huh. Oh, true. I think that was.
Yeah, Chicago and Charlotte.
What Dallas look like?
Man, Dallas is not shit, bro. Dallas been playing like shit this whole year. They've been playing better since Porzingis got back, but I don't know if I'll put them over either one of these teams.
Honestly. I do like them with Porzingis, but 1, 2, 3 losses?
And they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they, 6. They ain't playing nobody,
though. Yeah, their games been getting, some games got postponed.
Yeah, they ain't really been playing nobody. I mean, they beat the Warriors. That was a key win. And that's it.
Yeah.
Damn. I'll give it to Chicago over them. Over going these two, I'll give it, like I said, I'll keep my same order. Chicago, Charlotte, then Dallas. Even though Dallas got the best record, Dallas ain't playing nobody.
Yeah, they not.
And I strength of schedule wise,
that's
I feel like Chicago had the harder schedule.
Orlando, yeah.
You got the Clippers. You had to play the Knicks twice. The Knicks been on our list. Okay, let's see how many teams been on our list so far. These they got that's been on our list so far. We got the Knicks on there already, right? Yes, we got Knicks, one team. Knicks. We don't have the Magic. And Magic not in the playoff picture? That's crazy. So we got the Knicks, the Magic ain't been on there. Clippers, that's 2. Pacers on there, that's 3. And 76ers, 4. That's 4 teams. Now let's look at the Hornets. The Hornets. Hornets got 1, 2, 3, 4 with the Warriors. And then Dallas.
Dallas playing goddamn number.
They got one with the Warriors in Portland. And I said they got Phoenix, but they lost to 2 of those teams. Yeah. They lost to all 3 of those teams, but they split with the Warriors. I'm going Bulls, man. I'm going Bulls and I'm going Hornets.
That's cool. I just like the Hornets roster.
I'm going Bulls. I'm going Hornets. No, Bulls and Hornets are interchangeable.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Even if the Mavs got a good record, I'll say the Mavs easily dirty.
Yeah.
Anybody want to even put in a conversation with them? Memphis, no. Miami, no, not yet.
Yeah, they
I like all 3 of those teams over Miami right as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like all 3 of those teams. So let's see what the Bulls were. Those are the Bulls on 16 now. Let's see where they're coming from. Bulls was at 20. So that's 4 spots. Hey, shout out to Bulls, man. Hornets at 17. Hornets was at 23. So what's that, 6?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Mavs are at 18. Where was they at last time? Mavs was at 14. So Mavs went down 4 spots. Yeah, man, Luka, you got to get together. I ain't going to lie to you. Slightly outside the playoffs, so you got room to work, man.
Uh-huh.
You got room to work and make some shit shake, man. They even talk about trading Porzingis because of you.
For
real? Not because of Luka. I ain't trying to put it all on Luka, but they talk about trading Porzingis. Yeah, he in trade talks right now.
Damn.
Yep. And I hope the Warriors get his ass.
But, that'd be nasty.
That would. But especially for next year. Woo!
Yeah.
All right, so now we got Memphis. We got the Heat. I think Heat for sure gonna go in this spot.
Memphis Heat.
Atlanta all the way down here. Damn, they're gonna be Atlanta about to be the biggest drop. I like Miami over all those teams. So I'm going to go Heat.
Yeah.
Let's go Heat. Look at them boys. Let's go Heat. Go Miami Heat. What was Miami Heat at last time on all this? Ooh, I went the wrong way. Miami Heat was at 26. So they actually jumped. They jumped 7 spots.
Okay, Miami.
So it seemed like they low, but really they're not.
No.
They're really making a little come up.
Because they was injured majority of last month. So.
Yeah, nah. Like I said, the bubble took a lot out of them. That's what we were saying about them. So how many losses you count? I count. I got 7 wins.
5 losses.
So 7-5?
Yeah.
7-5. Okay, ain't bad for the month.
Definitely.
Key, oh, they split against the Wizards. It's not too good.
They beat the Knicks.
Swept the Knicks. Damn. Lost to the Giants. They beat the Lakers. So they're in a 3-game winning streak. And then they play Raptors tomorrow.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Not bad at all.
They definitely deserve that spot.
Yeah, I like that for sure. All right. Now on to the next one. Who we got? We got the Hawks. We got Memphis. We got the Pelicans.
I like the Pelicans over the Jingles.
Over all of them?
Over the Hawks and the and Memphis.
You like them because of their personnel.
I feel like they're a better team than look at Atlanta. They got the same record as Atlanta and Memphis.
Memphis got...
Well, they got more losses. Yeah. They probably played more games.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got some new schedule, though, too.
So,
I know they probably
we're just going to look at Memphis and the Pelicans. Atlanta, I'm not sold on them right now. Atlanta got to show me. Well, you know what? Fuck it. We'll throw Atlanta in the mid. Just because they got the exact same record as the Pelicans. Ooh. You know what? Throw Atlanta in there, too. They're going to be in that mix. There's a lot of teams in that mix. That's Memphis. Hey. Chill out. What's going on? All right, that's the Pelicans. Really, got Memphis on there twice? Oh, I do got Memphis on there twice. All right, let's look at Memphis' schedule. That's why we're waiting on these other ones to load up. It's getting late, so I think my computer is like, man, I'm tired. This nigga acting real slow right now. All right, bet. So we got... All right, I'm counting wins.
8 losses.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 wins. And who are we looking at? The Pelicans? The Grizzlies. Memphis. Oh, yeah. Okay. Too good.
You think about that? I've had the losses, too. Let's really get into that part of the...
Yeah, it really is.
Where it's like...
Niggas gonna have more losses than wins.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how many wins? Where do you count losses?
6.
They 6-6. Okay, Pelicans.
Who they beat?
6-6.
They beat Phoenix. Beat Indiana. Beat Memphis.
Okay. Hold on, real quick. One bad.
But look, Orlando. Or you just.
I mean, I'm just getting out all this bullshit out the way.
Hey.
All this bullshit out the way, real quick. But not like Pelicans. So Pelicans up there. We're gonna knock the Grizzlies off. We're going to talk about the Pelicans. Let's look at the Hawks real quick. Just load it up. You got the losses. I got the wins. Oh, my God. It's going to be easy for me. 1, 2, 3. God damn. Now, we ain't even going to talk about the Hawks.
8 losses. 3-8.
Sheesh.
And one of the wins is against the Nuggets.
I guess that's why Trae Young I was talking about how his team was in the playoffs. I was wrong. That was on another one of our podcasts.
Okay.
Y'all gotta make sure y'all listen to that too. Go listen to that All Star podcast.
5 losses.
I got 1, 2. We got 5-5.
Mm-hmm. Be second. Man. So 5 and Knicks.
So 5-5. And what were the Pelicans again?
6-6.
So I like the Pelicans over Orlando.
I did too.
So we're gonna go Pelicans over Orlando. So let's go ahead and look at the Pelicans. Who are their key wins?
That's a nice little drop. Their key wins. They beat Phoenix, Indiana, Memphis, the Rockets, and they beat Memphis again. And they beat the Celtics.
They beat Memphis twice?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they for sure above Memphis. I don't know if they was above them in the rankings, but they for sure here. All right, and Pelicans at 20. And what was they at last time?
Pelicans kind of low.
Yeah, they were. Pelicans at 27. They hopped up 7 spots.
Okay,
then a little come on.
I told niggas, make a little jump.
All right.
I made a little prediction last month, I think. I said something.
And then we're going to say Orlando at 21, right? Orlando. The Magic. Because they were the ones that was 5-5, right?
Yeah.
I think they were.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, 5-5 right here. They split against the Bulls. Lost against Portland. Who they beat? Sacramento. They beat the Knicks. And they beat the Warriors. Okay. Yeah, look at that. So you put the Magic right there. Magic, they have a
record. Sacramento record? Huh? Sacramento record too?
They coming up. They ain't been there yet. They coming up. Who we talk about the Magic? Yeah. They was at 21, so they at the same spot.
That's crazy. That's like the only person that stayed.
No, them and the Warriors.
Them and the Warriors.
Uh huh. They're the only ones. Crazy. Alright, and then so we got Orlando out the way. Talked about them already. We got the Pelicans out the way. So, we still got Memphis on the board. We still got the Hawks on the board. We got the Kings. And the Wizards coming around. Ooh, Wizards had a big month.
They
have. What do we say Memphis went?
10.
Memphis.
They went like...
They went 6. No, they went... 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5.
5, 6, 8. 5 and 8.
5 and 8. Ooh, that's not good, but it's probably better than what we gonna get.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead and Grizzlies. Hey, man, Ja. Come on, Ja. Get it together, Ja. Get your I know you're a young buck, but man, get this shit together. Y'all went from 13 to 22. Mm. -9. That's the biggest drop.
Sheesh.
Shit. Nobody else.
Man, you got the Lakers, Rockets, Wizards, and Milwaukee to finish the month out. Well, not to finish the month out. Yeah. And the Lakers twice to finish the month. Clippers in Houston. Oh, yeah, the Clippers.
Clippers. Clippers in Houston to finish the month.
Sheesh.
Shit. Good luck to you. At least those two games against Clippers at home.
Exactly.
All right, yeah, Memphis. That's depressing. But hey, it's cool though. So we got Atlanta. So you like Atlanta, or you like Sacramento? Got OKC. Damn.
Shit.
Got OKC. We can start looking at the Wizards.
Kings. Kings. Atlanta. Or Kings. OKC probably damn near better than Atlanta.
Shit, they probably better than Kings, too. I don't know why you so high on the Kings.
Nigga, De'Aaron Fox, who?
I think they get one player. That don't make the team. Time. We're not doing...
Who the Thunder got? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
All right, come on. Count your... that's easy for me. 4 wins. 7 losses.
Yeah, 7 losses. Who is 4-1-7.
This? 4-1-7. Mr. Kings. Your beloved Kings.
Beat. Some solid wins. Pelicans, Boston, Clippers, and Nuggets.
Shit, look at Atlanta, though.
Who they beat?
I beat the Raptors, the Hot Raptors. They beat Boston. They beat the Nuggets.
It's the same niggas. And that's one less win.
But shit, it's the same niggas.
That's
but look,
what I'm saying.
But they're not even getting... They just... They got to play some better defense. That's the only problem. Same thing with the Kings. Kings getting their ass blown out though. Well, I mean they getting 136. It's neither one getting blown out. I'm taking the Hawks over the Kings. Kings been down there this whole year too. They used to being down there. Hawks, they kind of new to this.
Oh, hell no.
Nigga, they been pooping at first. Hawks was up there at first. Hawks last month they had a bad month. Hawks last month was 9. We had them in top 10.
That means
we just come down drastically.
It's because it was contenders and pretenders.
We gonna put Hawks here. Woo.
That's a
and what point. Is that? That is 12 spots.
Jeez.
They came down. That's a new record.
Dead ass.
12 spots in 1 month.
Barely edging out the Kings. Could have been an even worse drop.
Hey, maybe I was wrong about you being you being an all-star, Trae Young.
You can't be an all-star.
You can't be an all-star. No, not dropping 12 spots in the power ranking. If your team drops 12 spots in any power rankings, yeah, I don't.
It's hard to.
It's no all stars on that
back
team.
Your case.
That's why Ja don't have an all star type of case. Just mm-hmm. like Trae Young don't. Y'all terrible this last month. 3-7. That's bad. Okay, and then we got the Kings. Who else we got the Kings with? The Thunder.
Yeah, Thunder.
So we got Thunder right here, and they 4 wins. 1, 2, 3, 4. They beat the Cavs, Timberwolves, Bucks, Rockets. Yeah, I'll give the Kings over them. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to the Kings over them. I already put them down. Look, that's how you know it. I put them down before we even looked at it. And then we're going to go to the Wizards.
Wizards still the worst team?
Uh-uh. Not in the East. We're just doing pretty, doing way better. That's why I went ahead and put them in this list.
Nothing in our ranking.
I mean, they in the bottom half, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know about it. But, okay, so we got this.
Only five. Let me look at the Kings.
We got 5 L's. How many wins they got? They got 1, 2. Oh, they got 7.
These things are
open. They got 7. Hey, well, let's look at these Kings first. Kings was just at 24. Oh, they're at the same spot.
Okay,
that's why I went ahead and put them there. I knew that's back exactly where they need to be. See, I'm talking about. You wanted to fight me. Shit, man, about them sorry ass Kings. Like, they've been doing just because, oh boy, out of Cypress. He's not from Houston. Shout out to you, Fox. Nothing against you. My nigga. I don't know why did I laugh like that. But, so we're going to go. So we got the Wizards. We got OKC. We already did the Kings. Get their ass up out of here. Who this right here? Did the Hawks. Get their ass up out of here. So we got OKC.
The Wizards. I got the Wizards over OKC.
Yeah. But what's the record overall? Let me see. They only one game. Oh, yeah. 2-game like loss call. Yeah, I give it to Wizards. Shout out to Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. Y'all moved up 5 spots.
This shit.
5 fucking spots. My guys.
The fact that y'all making moves up.
Exactly. Y'all went from the last team. Y'all was last ranked team last time we did this list. Hey, Mar-
hey, round of applause.
Round of applause for my guys, man. Name. Let's go,
man.
I know we're losing a lot of viewers because we're getting down to the end of this list. But hey, man, got to go ahead and give a full power ranking. Got to get a full power ranking. So you went ahead. All right, got the Wizards off the list. So, anybody else want to put up Bill Buck or KC? Houston. We got Cleveland.
KC.
Go ahead and do these last couple teams. We got Houston. Okay, now you want to do it. We were doing it the other way at first. I don't know what's up with my computer. It just came, just woke back up. So, this is Houston.
Damn, I only want 2
games. Okay. So it's, okay.
8, 9, 10 L's. Jeez.
And okay, they played. They split with OKC. OKC. Who's they notable wins? They beat Rockets, Timberwolves, and Cavs, and the Bucks. Yeah, we'll give it to OKC. We'll give it to the Thunder. The Thunder last month. Where was y'all at? Y'all was at 19. Yeah, I came down 7 spots. Woo! All right. Get him up out of here. So we got the Rockets. Hold on.
Who's this month's worst team?
We gonna see, man. Who you think it's gonna be? We got the Cavs. It's gonna be Minnesota.
Gotta beat up the Cavs.
Open new window. Damn it. I just meant to open new tab, not new window. Alright. Made that mistake. That was Houston. Open new tab. got Cleveland, open the tab, and we got Detroit. That's my pick.
For the boys?
Yeah, Detroit. Fucking Detroit. Fucking Detroit. Fucking Cleveland. These are like all the worst cities, too.
Oh, me.
Fucking, what's this last? Okay, oh, not Houston. Not at the eight. I mean, shit, last couple of weeks, yeah.
Fuck these cities.
For sure. That's crazy how we talk about the worst cities and our city will pop up next. Ain't that some shit? All right. Hey, my job easy. Two wins.
Shit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 losses.
10? Shit. 2 and 10. This is Timberwolves.
They beat Toronto.
They did?
Yeah.
And who else they beat? The Thunder?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, two teams ahead of them? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is going to be super easy for me. It's the Cavs. One dub against the Timberwolves. And 10 losses. 1 and 10.
Damn.
Tough schedule, though.
That is.
Tough ass schedule. And they had a West swing. But they went to the West Coast.
Oh, my. Yeah.
They played Phoenix, the Nuggets, Portland. Honestly. Yeah. So I give them that. That was a tough ass schedule.
Shit.
Tough ass schedule. Hey, that's how you make the Bulls, though. Tough ass. So I'll give it to the Cavs over to Minnesota just because of that schedule.
Not for real.
I thought I did the Pistons. Since Pistons, y'all ain't ready, go ahead on the H-Town. I'm in the H-Town. Coming down. Shout out Beyonce. They split with OKC, and then they beat Memphis. Losses to Rivers.
Losses.
That's nine.
A 9.
You're 9 losses. Memphis. And Thunder, I don't know. This schedule not as difficult neither.
It's not.
And they lost to the Wizards.
What are you trying to see?
This Rockets. Rockets. It's the Rockets.
You put Cleveland on there already?
Yeah, I put Cleveland on there. Cleveland, remember we just looked at Cleveland.
Yeah, they above Rockets.
Yeah, we put Cleveland. I probably put Cleveland first.
Yeah, Cleveland, Rockets.
And it's Detroit. We put Detroit first. Detroit beat Paul Boston. They barely lost to the Lakers in overtime.
Beat
the Brooklyn Nets.
And beat the Pelicans.
Y'all, I like Detroit.
Yes.
So Detroit gonna be right here. Pistons.
Beach.
Pistons at number 7. And Detroit was at 28 last, so they came up one spot. Hey.
As long as it's growth.
As long as you go. I mean, ain't nowhere to go up from up when you're at the bottom like this, though. So then we got the Rockets. Ooh, with 2 dubs.
It's Cleveland over. I put Cleveland.
Yeah, I put Cleveland. Just could have had a tougher month.
Yeah.
But let's look at the overall records though. Cleveland 10, Rockets. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna say Cleveland. And Cleveland got nowhere near as many stars. Compared to the Rockets. What we got Sexton hooping right now. And Cleveland went down. Ooh, we had the Cavs at 15.
Wow.
We had them damn high.
They was hooping beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie.
No, they were. I mean, beginning of the year.
Yeah, beginning of the year.
Ooh, we got a new leader.
Sheesh.
Cavs.
How we got
in here? Why would we do that? Why would you do that to the Cavs, bro? We had too high of hopes.
Oh, me.
We had too high hopes for y'all, Cavs.
He tried.
Y'all came back to reality, though.
Nah, no cap.
Y'all that came back.
We y'all did. For that much.
Y'all was hooping at first. Is the Cavs still? Yeah. Y'all started out strong. It had a good January. But, hey, back to reality, February. February snapshot, back to reality.
They haven't played Drummond this whole month, damn near. And that's a big part of it, too, because...
Hey, that is. Hey, that's their fault. They trying to tank, I guess. It's like, hold on. We need another number one pick. Okay. So you got the Cavs up out of there. Now between Houston...
And the Timberwolves. Houston, don't tell me.
Don't do this to me.
Not after last week. Y'all gonna end it off with this too.
So you already talked about them. They both 2 losses. So we got the Thunder. They both beat the Thunder. Wow, Thunder, you lost to both of these already. And then they beat Memphis. And they both beat Memphis? Oh no. Oh, they beat the Raptors. So because of that, I'm giving it to Memphis. I mean to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Damn,
H-Town. Going out sad.
It's crazy because last week we had the Wizards. Now we had.
Shit.
Hey, that John Wall. That John Wall fucking
curse.
Who did you trade? I forgot who we fucking got traded for. And Russell Westbrook. Westbrook, yeah. That trade, man. So Timberwolves, y'all at the same spot. It didn't move nowhere. And Rockets, y'all came down. 5 spots. Y'all got 25. Damn. Not too bad.
Not bad.
Ooh, so. Woo. Let's go over the list again. At number 1, got the Utah Jazz. 2, Brooklyn Nets. 3, 76ers. 4, Lakers. 5, Clippers. 6, Suns. 7, Bucks. 8, Blazers. 9, Spurs. 10, Nuggets. Boo. 11, Warriors.
And we right behind y'all.
Man, not gonna pass.
Right behind. We was right behind the Suns last time. Both of y'all teams be coming.
Alright,
12 is the Raptors, 13 Celtics, 14 Knicks, 15 the Pacers, 16 the Bulls, 17 the Hornets, shout out to the Mello, 18 the Mavs, 19 the Heat, 20 the Pelicans, 21 the Magic, 22 the Grizzlies, 23 the Wizards, 24 the Kings, 25 the Wizards, 26, the Thunder, 27, the Pistons, 28, the Cavs, 29, Timberwolves, and 30, the Rockets. I think I said the Wizards at 23. I meant to say Hawks at 23. I don't know if I said that. I think I said the Wizards twice.
Yeah.
But anyway, so our biggest jump this month was, I'm going to put a star by their name, It was the Raptors. Raptors plus 10. Biggest jump.
Sleepers.
Hey, shout out to Van Vliet, man. Pascal Siakam. Hey, y'all doing y'all thing out there. Biggest jump. Biggest losers. Sad face. Cavs.
They really doing it to themselves.
So, biggest surprise on this list, though.
Biggest surprise.
Like, jump, all that.
I say... I say the Spurs.
My big surprise.
I ain't got Dame too, because for Dame to even sustain.
My big surprise is Houston at 30.
I was gonna say that.
I would never guess that. We got Houston at number 30.
That is insane.
Wow, ridiculous.
Wow.
We in Houston too. People gonna fucking. We probably about to lose our Houston followers. That's crazy.
That's tough.
We couldn't even defend, bro. What have they been doing, bro? All right, what is one team that's on the rise? Like, they might have jumped up, but they might jump up some spots. Or maybe they was down this month, but they're going to make the biggest jump next month.
Okay.
Who you got? You don't know? Want me to go first?
I ain't going to lie. Denver, we coming back for that top five spot, nigga. We slipped a little bit, had a little slippage.
Five, so you don't see nobody else getting up more than 5 spots?
I can see I think the Celtics might show me something. If they stay healthy for this next month.
Celtics?
Yeah.
So you think they go up more than 5?
I think they'll crack top 10.
They'll crack top 10, but that's not 5, that's only 3 spots.
That's 3 spots.
But yeah, you probably got the Nuggets then.
Yeah,
your biggest.
Nuggets be big. They gonna go 5 spots for sure.
Okay. Mine biggest one for next month. Cause you gotta look within that, like around this area.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the biggest leap's gonna be. Around that 22 to like 14 range.
Dead ass.
It's one team I want to say, but I don't know. This is hard. But I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to say the biggest jump is going to be the Hornets.
I don't know why I'd be.
Hornets going to be top 10 next time we do this list.
Think so?
Seven spots.
Damn.
7 spots.
I like Terry. I like LaMelo. I like Bridges.
Nah. I think Hornets gonna be top 10 next time we do this list. They gonna jump up 7 spots. They jumped up 6 spots. So that's gonna be 13 spots in 2 months.
Damn. I like it.
That's huge in NBA. To jump over 13 teams
that is.
In 2 months, huge. And after being having the top two pick, well, no, top three pick,
mm-hmm.
they had the third pick. Wow.
I like that.
Who had the biggest fall?
I think biggest fall.
I'm going to say Spurs. No, not the Spurs. I'm going to say biggest fall. Bucks. Bucks going to slip up.
And fall out top.
I don't know. Bucks still a solid team. Yeah, no, it's like, I ain't going to say the Bucks.
Yeah, they're not going to just be losing. I think the Knicks are in a spot where they can either rise or they can fall.
Yeah. I'm going to say the biggest fall is going to be the Bulls. Because Bulls at 16, they went plus four. So you got to think, 9 out of 10, the biggest fall is going to be somebody that just rose.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that just rose, that it was a fluke, so they're going to come back down. See, like the Raptors. Raptors probably got the biggest chance to fall because they were just down 10 spots. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to hop back. Or like the Blazers or the Spurs. Those would be whoever came with the biggest rise, most likely
got the might,
the fall. But I'm going
to
go with the Bulls.
Bulls, okay.
Because they came up four spots, I feel like they're going to snap back down to reality. And they're going to be back down around that 25 range. Nothing against the Bulls, but it's just Zach LaVine. And I like Zach LaVine and Kobe White, but the rest of them players, I can't even name them. Oh, and
Larry Markkinen.
Yeah, exactly. Markkinen. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. Big surprise, too. I don't mention Utah number one. I don't think they're going to stay at number one next month. Warriors going to crack my top 10 next time. That's with my bold prediction. Another bold prediction. You know what? Nah, I'm there. My other bold prediction is the Hornets going to be top 10. But yeah, man, this is crazy, bro. Rockets, crazy. We got three teams that stayed the same. We got the Warriors stayed at number 11. Timberwolves stayed at 29. Oh, four teams. Kings stayed at 24 and the Magic 21. I thought Magic was better than what they were. I thought the Hawks was better than what they were. Both disappointed. At least the Hawks was in the biggest fall. Thank God. Thank God for the Cavs. And that we overrated them like a motherfucker. We overrated them so bad.
We hyped like, I don't know. We spoke very soon. But that's what happened. You hooping a mutt, we'll give you your credit.
Yeah. No, you do. Hey, you say, hey, these Vistas, like you said, like as you can see with the Cavs, they dropped down 13 spots, man. You hooping, we give you your credit. We not, no discriminating off no superstars, none of that. Mm-hmm. You see the Knicks, right around the same spot. Two. They went up two. They were 16. They stay in the top half of the NBA. That's what you got to do to make the make the playoffs. They in the top half. Hey, you be a playoff team. Knicks, by the end, Knicks going to crack their top 10 at least one time this year.
Think.
At least one time. I hope they do. I feel like they slightly going to miss it, but I think they going to eventually crack. One team that I feel like never going to crack top 10, and it's going to be surprising, Celtics. Celtics Warriors. They were top 10 our first list, and I think we ranked them over. We were feeding to the hype, the old Boston, and cause we had them over the 76ers.
Yeah.
We had them over the 76ers. And no, they're not
over the 76ers. We gave them a chance with Tatum coming back, Jalen Brown, how he was hooping.
Yeah.
And they let us down.
They did. And 76ers, they're going to stay in that top three. But man, that's the end of the podcast. I don't want to prolong it, man. That's our power rankings. I'm going to post it on the group. Y'all watching us on YouTube, that's the group right there, man. We showed y'all some examples. We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Y'all on the podcast, man. I appreciate y'all for listening. Thank y'all so much. It's your boy Lil Kenup. It's your boy Dez. Anything you want to say to him, Dez?
Hey, man, just continue to get interactive and continue to just tap in, man. We about to do this big every month. We'll keep hitting y'all with these videos. Stay tuned.
Yeah, man. And we another thing, too, we expanded, man. Right now, we on Facebook, we on Instagram with the Unleashed Basketball, we on YouTube with the Unleashed Basketball, we looking to expand, we going to Reddit, Twitch, what else I'm looking to get into, I know those two for sure, Discord, everything, mm-hmm. man, everything, fucking, what's the other shit, Clubhouse, I might even start getting on there, mm-hmm. That's not even been in the talks yet, but that's just something I just brought up right now, top of the dome. But for sure, we looking to, like I said, right now for sure, Twitch is on the way. Oh, yeah. I can officially announce that Twitch is on the way.
Sup.
The Reddit, Still in discussions, Discord, still in discussions. But the Twitch is on the way. We're going to be streaming games live. Live games, live action, live reaction, man. So if you love watching games, you don't have League Pass, you can't watch your favorite teams, hey, get on the group. I mean, make sure that, hey, show this game tonight on Twitch. I'm taking all requests. If you come up with requests, that's the game we're going to watch. Unless it's like a marquee game. But 9 times out of 10, a marquee game is going to be on ESPN, TNT. Yeah, exactly. So everybody going to be able to watch it. I don't want to put those games on. If everybody could watch it, I don't want to put the... I want to bring this outlet. I want the Twitch to be in the streaming to be with the fans that are out of city, that don't get a chance to watch their teams, can't afford to pay for the league pass, and then do what they don't... Not internet savvy to find a way to... Work around it and stuff like that. I want to be your easy access. I want to be your little plug to you come in, you watch the game, hear me commentate a little bit. Instead of hearing a knock, I'm going to turn the volume off. I'm also be going in between games. I might turn to your game, turn to another game. I don't do commercials. It's kind of like, what's that, the red like, zone. The red zone exactly. For NFL. I like to be the red zone. Same that's exactly action. Exactly, man. Like I said, I'm doing all this stuff for y'all, man. Do the podcast for y'all. We're going to be doing some... It's another little segment that I'm so ready to announce. That, like I said, I was going to announce it today. We was going to get started with it today. But unfortunately, we couldn't do that. And it's actually running real late now. It's about to be 12 o'clock right now as we speak. It's about to be 12 o'clock. I want to go ahead and get Desmond. He got to go ahead and back home. I actually live in the studio, so I can just take my sleep. So, But yeah, man, it's the Basketball Jones Podcast. Y'all make sure y'all continue to support us, subscribe, do all that good stuff. We gone.
What's up, listeners? Do you love fashion? Are you obsessed with looking good and everything that has to do with fashion? Well, I have an IG page that is perfect for you to follow. It's called Styles of Houston, created by Ryan Williams. It's a fashion blog where he travels around the Houston area, recording dope fashion trends and documenting them for your entertainment. So make sure you go check him out. That's Styles of Houston on Instagram. Download the Instagram app and then look for Styles of Houston, STYLES of OF Houston, HOUSTON. Check that out, man. Ryan Williams, he's doing dope stuff, man. Check out his Instagram page, Styles of Houston, man. And now let's get back to the show.
What is this?
That was our podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget, if you guys want to engage with us, go to Facebook, click the search bar, and join our group, Basketball Jones. You get to interact with the host with the most and our basketball community. Y'all, thank you for enjoying the podcast, and have a great day.